Hey, hockey fans, I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray. We host the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
We're lifelong hockey fans who talk about the game and the lifestyle. Our guests include professional hockey players.
My rookie party had to wear Speedo, and then we had a checklist of stuff we had to do.
Here we go, Gaber. What do you got to say? And it's kind of like, you know better than that now, boys.
I got dressed for the Bruins. I get a phone call. He's like, dude, we need you over here by the elevator. You got to get downstairs. You got to get dressed right now.
Started playing the like, dun, 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 dun. And I turned it around and it had the Olympic rings and said, we did it.
NHL team hockey reporters.
I actually took the Stanley Cup to this ice bar where they've got now girls around them and I've got a fur coat on.
I wonder who he should have checked over here. And then I looked down at my feet.
Hockey fans.
The entire bar was lined with guys in Kings jerseys. We quickly realized, oh my gosh, this is the dad's trip.
And we bring unique hockey stories to light.
Coming back to England, 24 rinks in the entire country. That's where the problem starts with the sport of ice hockey here.
Canadian Blind Hockey Association, those few kids we interviewed, their whole week is built around Sunday at the rink. They're just hockey players.
We don't agree on everything.
Pineapple goes on pizza.
No, it does not.
I think it does.
But we do agree that there are many people and places that build the House of Hockey.
New episodes every Tuesday. Come on in to the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but also America's top-rated sportsbook. Speaking of America, our top athletes are over in Tokyo competing for the gold, and DraftKings has a medal-worthy offer just for my listeners. Listen to this great offer. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to win $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. That's 100-1 odds on any American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. 100-1 odds on an offer doesn't come around often, so sign up for the DraftKings Sportsbook now and get in on all the action. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. My friends and family have been loving DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code THPN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's code THPN to turn $1 to $100 in free credits for a limited time only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Hello, hockey fans and LA Kings fans alike, and welcome to episode 64 of season 2 of the Kings, and as always, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. How's everyone doing on this fine Thursday as this comes out, as we are recording late Wednesday night, because this is a big episode, because we just had the Seattle Kraken expansion draft. Yes, officially, we know who the members of the Seattle Kraken are. The originals, the original Seattle Kraken, as the expansion draft just happened tonight. So welcome the Seattle Kraken, the 32nd team to the National Hockey League, and definitely probably a new rival of the LA, of your LA Kings. A lot of surprises from Seattle, and what was a kind of a crazy day. A very crazy day. So much speculation about what the Seattle team was going to look like. And then it's so crazy that there was so much anticipation for today. Like, there's been the roster freeze going on. So it's just been Seattle can make deals with people, but they got to stay quiet until Thursday, but they can make deals with people. Or they could be announced during or after the expansion draft. Well, first of all, we wake up this morning. You guys know I'm West Coast time, like most of you guys. And at 6 a.m., we get Frank Saravelli, hockey analyst, hockey insider, breaking that Seattle's going to take Adam Larson from the Edmonton Oilers and Jamie Oleksiak from the Dallas Stars and sign extensions. And we're kind of like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, by what was it, 9:30? We know the whole Seattle Kraken team ahead of this big event at night. And you got to think, the NHL couldn't have been very happy about that. Having all the names leak out by like 8 hours before the event. You have to think the NHL wasn't happy about all the names leaking out, as we saw all the insiders break all of them, especially Frank Saravelli. But at the same time, I'm not on the NHL side here. The insiders, guys like Frank Saravelli, guys like Elliot Friedman, guys like Rick Dollywall, their job is to break news. Their job is to find out the news early from their sources and break it. And that's what they did today. So you cannot be mad at them. You can't. If you're the NHL, you might be upset. Yeah, but their job as reporters is to break the news. So I bet the NHL wasn't very happy. It's a bit strange that we got them all. But at the same time, you cannot be angry at them. But it was quite the spectacle nonetheless. Despite the fact that we knew the whole team, I still watched the whole draft. And I think quite a lot of people did as well. It was neat that they got some of the players there with jerseys ready for them, because the team had the roster was into the NHL the night before. So that's why all this news broke. But to see all that, to see like a few of the players there and in jersey and be able to introduce, that was awesome. And it was a great spectacle the Kraken put on. By the way, Ron Francis looks great, by the way. But have all the celebrities there, have Malcolm Moore there, Sean Kemp, Gary Payton, Bobby Wagner. It was awesome to see Kyle Lewis of the Seattle Mariners, Sue Bird, of course. It was awesome to see so many celebrities and athletes from Seattle be a part of it. I thought that was very, very cool to see. And it was a great spectacle that the Seattle Kraken put on. And I absolutely welcome them to the NHL. But again, it was weird that we were finding out the team beforehand. And honestly, as a part of it, well, that was kind of made it as well, because all this came out and they're from reliable sources. So they're like, yeah, it's going to happen. But at the same time, you're kind of like, could the sources be wrong? Could it be something else? But no, all the sources were correct. So all the insiders that tweeted who Seattle was picking this morning were all correct. So it was kind of weird, like I said, to know beforehand. But there were a lot of surprises by Ron Francis and his team at who they picked. A lot of surprises, because there was big names out there and they didn't take them. They went a different route. They went a way different route. And there was the whole puzzle all week long about, are the LA Kings going to take Carey Price? Or sorry, are the Seattle Kraken going to take Carey Price? We'll get to the LA Kings in a second. Your LA Kings. The Seattle Kraken did not take Carey Price. They also did not take Vladimir Tarasenko. And I'd say in the big three, they didn't take Price, they didn't take Tarasenko, and they didn't take Max Domi. Three huge names they didn't take. And they didn't take Landeskog. Of course, he's a big name. He's kind of more for unrestricted free agency, though. But the first two that I mentioned, the first two that broke today were Adam Larson of the Edmonton Oilers and Jamie Oleksiak of the Dallas Stars. Now both members of the Seattle Kraken, and signed to nice big contracts with the Seattle Kraken. Adam Larson, 4-year, $16 million deal. Jamie Oleksiak, 5-year deal, $23 million. Well, the Kraken went defense heavy in this. They went defense heavy and they went low. Like, they wanted to save salary cap space. They wanted their biggest asset to be salary cap space, and they did that. Before we even get into it, the Kraken drafted 15 forwards, 12 defensemen, and their 3 goaltenders. And their current 7 players that they drafted are a restricted free agent, so they need new contracts. The highest cap hit they drafted is only $6.75 million, and their estimated salary cap right now is at $54 million, and I believe that is a bit under the salary cap. So they do need to add more to it. I believe that's right around the bottom of the salary cap, but they're going to add more. And apparently there's deals on the way. I remember during the Vegas expansion draft, there was a bunch of deals that happened right after the draft. Apparently those are all going to come out tomorrow. None have got broken yet by the insiders. Apparently those are all going to come out during the roster freeze, or when the roster freeze ends tomorrow. So it's very interesting to see what kind of side deals they have going on. But yes, 15 forwards, 12 defensemen, and 3 goalies. And of course, it's going to be interesting to see what other moves that were made with Seattle that are coming out tomorrow. But let's get to this team quickly. And I got to say, before we get to the big names, let's get to the LA Kings side of this. Because I thought for sure it was going to be Cale Clegg taken. I thought Seattle was taking Cale Clegg. I thought it was a no-brainer. And thank the Lord, hallelujah, the Ron Francis and the Seattle Kraken did the LA Kings the biggest favor they could. You guys know I was not a fan of this player, and I'm so thankful that Seattle took him. Seattle took defenseman Curtis McDermott from the LA Kings. Yes, they took Curtis McDermott. And I'm sorry, but you guys know I was never the biggest fan of his. So I'm kind of glad to see him go. And again, I'm sorry for that, but the Kraken did the Kings a huge favor there in taking Curtis McDermott. And again, adding to the blue line, because like I said, they took a lot. And here's the thing with Seattle. They didn't take much term in players, and they didn't take much money either. They could have been above the salary cap if they took every player with big salaries. If they took Price, Tarasenko, Domi, they could have been above the salary cap. But no, they're way low on the salary cap, and that's a strategy they wanted to go with. And I think there could be a lot of deals coming as well, and I think they're going to be aggressive in unrestricted free agency, which starts in a week as well. But let's just run through it quickly. We said there's Adam Larson from Edmonton, Jamie Oleksiak from Dallas, and Curtis McDermott from LA. And then they took one of the big defensemen they took Mark Giordano from the Calgary Flames. Yes, the captain of the Flames is now a part of the Seattle Kraken. The first time he has ever been drafted, because he was an undrafted free agent. So the first time that Mark Giordano's ever been a part of a draft. So that was kind of neat for him. Other big names that they took Jordan Eberle from the New York Islanders. They took Brendan Tanev from the Pittsburgh Penguins. And he was kind of the mystery because they took him at the longest contract. And that was kind of an interesting one for sure. They took Jared McCann, long live Jared McCann, in a Toronto Maple Leaf sweater. Traded from Pittsburgh to Toronto and then taken by Seattle all within 3 days. Yanni Gord's a big one. They took Yanni Gord from Tampa Bay, the Seattle Kraken did. Vince Dunn, he is a Seattle Kraken, taken from St. Louis. He'll help that blue line. And a big one, also Mason Appleton in the forward group. Same with Jordan Eberle, like I said. Cali Yornkrick from Nashville, he was taken. Seattle does not go with the big salaries of either Ryan Johansson or Matt Duchene. They go with Jean Kirkier. Carson Soucy for the defensive end. He's a great defenseman. That's a great pick. A bit of a surprise, they take Dennis Kurolski. Sorry, I struggle with names, kind of like some of the guys on the broadcast tonight. A bit of a surprise that they took him instead of Troy Stetcher. Like, Troy Stetcher's Detroit's best defenseman, was protected. He's cheap. 1 year deal left. Surprised they didn't take him. Morgan Geeky they took from Carolina. Hayden Fleury from Anaheim. Tyler Pitlick from Arizona. Jeremy Lazon from Boston. That's a good pickup. I like that one. William Borgen they took. They took John Quenneville from Chicago. Another big one, Jonas Donskoy from Colorado. Good luck. The guy they took from Columbus. Well, first of all, why didn't they take Max Domi? But also, Gavin Berruther. I hope I didn't mess that up. Like, I had never heard of that player before. And that's who Seattle took. That was a bit of an interesting one. One that was rumored the whole time, they take Chris Dreiger from Florida, and he will be the goaltender, I believe, for the Seattle Kraken. They're signing him to a 3-year deal. They really like him. They took two Flurries. They also took Cale Fleury from Montreal. They took Nathan Bastian from the New Jersey Devils, Colin Blackwood from the New York Rangers, Joey Decord from the Ottawa Senators, another goaltender. That's one of the three goaltenders that they took. Carson Tawinski, that's a bit of one that was off the board from the Philadelphia Flyers. I mentioned Brandon Tanev. Alexander True, they took from the San Jose Sharks, a prospect there. And they took Cole Lind from the Vancouver Canucks. I know Canucks fans weren't the happiest about losing him, but that's the way it goes. Victor Vanacek from the Vitek Vanacek from the Washington Capitals. So that is your initial original roster for the Seattle Kraken. And like I said, did a huge favor for the LA Kings in taking Curtis McDermott. But I got to say, here's the shock. This is the shocking thing out of everything. The roster isn't that good. And like, they had a lot of big names out there. A lot of big names that they could have taken and didn't. And we haven't heard of any trades yet. We're going to hear of trades tomorrow. But don't you think we would have heard if a trade was big by now? And we haven't yet. So I don't think they've made a big trade, kind of like Vegas did at the start. And is that kind of concerning if you're a Kraken fan? Because, yeah, they might be big players in free agency. They're making moves like Larson and Oleksiak are awesome. But it's kind of strange that we haven't heard anything yet. And, like, when you look at it, like, why did they take... It makes you question, like, why did they go with this original 30? Why did they go with this original 30? Because they could have got a lot better players. And I don't know who they're really going to add. But I'm interested to see if there's going to be any moves coming. There are moves coming, but I'm interested to see the validity of them. How big they are. Because to me, that is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with that. Because you look at it, the roster, I won't lie, the roster, just looking at this, isn't very good. Your best player is Jordan Eberle. No, Yanni Gourde. Your best player is like Yanni Gourde. Like, there's some questions with this team. But I think Seattle does have a lot of moves up their sleeves that they're going to bring out tomorrow. We're going to learn a lot today as they break. Because, again, the roster freeze breaks at 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific, Thursday, today, as you're listening to this. So you've probably heard, moves might already be happening by the time you're listening to this. But again, Frank Cervelli also tweeted today that the next 48 hours are going to be nuts. So expect a lot of movement. There is one piece of news that we have heard so far tonight, just extension-wise, and that is Taylor Hall is going to stay in Boston at a 4-year, $24 million deal around. So it looks like Taylor Hall is going to stay in Boston. But other than that, we haven't heard of any moves yet, but I think today is going to be a big day with the roster freeze stopping and all the moves coming. It is going to be a big day. And for the Kraken's sake, I hope they made some pretty good moves. Because, again, it's not the best roster that they picked. They could have picked a lot better in my mind. And I think in a lot of people's mind they could have. So it's going to be really interesting to see what goes on here. It's going to be really interesting to see. And we still have a crazy week because the expansion draft just happened. There's going to be a ton of moves coming from that. We have the entry draft on Friday where it sounds like, from a Kings perspective, 8th overall is open. Rob Blake is open to trading the 8th overall pick. So could that happen? I've heard the Canucks at the 9th pick are interested in trading their pick as well. So there could be a lot of movement before the NHL entry draft as we get there on Friday. And then next Wednesday on the 28th, NHL free agency starts. So there could be a lot of movement coming up here. A lot of movement. And just bringing it back to your LA Kings for a second. Apparently LA is really, really interested in the services of Vladimir Tarasenko. They really, really want him, apparently. That's the rumor going around, that they want Tarasenko. So will that take 8th overall? Like, it's going to be, again, I wonder what Rob Blake has up his sleeve. He's been great so far, and he wants to go for it. He wants to be aggressive. It's going to be interesting to see what he does over these next few days, and there's going to be a ton of movement over the next few days. A ton. And it is going to be so much fun, so exciting to follow. It's going to be awesome
to follow. I can't wait to see all the movements. Get ready to see a movement that you're not expecting, obviously. Get ready to see the Kings might lose some players that you like, but the Kings are more in a position to gain players that'll make the team better, and that is going to be awesome. That's going to be awesome. But it's just going to be really interesting to see all the movement that happens. So, a very interesting start to the era of the Seattle Kraken. Welcome them to the NHL, and thank you, Ron Francis and Dave Hextall and the front office for taking Curtis McDermott. I'm sorry, but thank you for taking Curtis McDermott, because I was never a big fan of his, and the LA Kings defense is pretty much solidified now, and I don't really think he was a part of it. So thank you, Seattle, for doing that and helping us out and possibly giving Killeklegg more of an opportunity, which is exactly what he needs, and that's what head coach Tom McLellan should be giving him. So I think just thank you, Seattle, for doing that as well. And again, what a crazy start. The expansion draft is over. We're on to all of it starting. We're going to get some trades. We're going to get the entry draft. And then free agency starts. We will, of course, on Monday's episode, we will break down the NHL entry draft and any moves that happen. And then next Thursday, we will discuss the start of free agency and what moves happen there. So it's some great episodes coming up, as there is a lot to discuss in the hockey world lately. And it's an exciting time. It's a very exciting time in the NHL. Very exciting time. And with all that being said, that is it for episode 64 of season 2 of The King's End. As always, before we let you go, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and review to not only The King's End, but to every other podcast around the Hockey Podcast Network. Because once again, everyone is just doing so well. Everyone is just killing it. Everyone's numbers are just going up. So keep listening, keep sharing, like, rate, subscribe, and review. We wouldn't be growing without you, the fans. So keep checking us out, keep liking, keep sharing, and keep giving us reviews, because that helps us as well. So thank you for that, and thank you for your support this whole season and into the off season as well. Thank you, fans, for that, and keep doing what you're doing, because we're just going to keep bringing the content, not only here at the King's Den, but all around the Hockey Podcast Network. And of course, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the King's Den THPN. And of course, we're presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. So don't forget to follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter and Instagram at HockeyPodNet. On Facebook, just search the Hockey Podcast Network. And on YouTube, just search the Hockey Podcast Network. And don't forget to check out Everyday Hockey, quick 5-minute videos from Isha and Dylan, the co-founders of the Hockey Podcast Network. Of course, Isha, the co-host of the Soda Pod, the Minnesota Wild Podcast, and Dylan, the co-host of the Stick Hungry Podcast, the San Jose Sharks Podcast, the co-founders of the network. They do this quick video series every day now called Everyday Hockey, where it's a quick 5-minute clip of the top news story. So of course, there's so much news lately. They're going to try to cram a lot into 5 minutes. And honestly, the promo videos they've been making for them are hilarious as well. So go check them out. They're the best. They're awesome. They're hilarious. Go check out their new series, Everyday Hockey, because it is very, very cool and very informative, very awesome. So go check that out. And with all that being said, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you enjoy the craziness of the hockey this weekend, all the hockey news. Enjoy the start of the Olympics. And just have a great weekend, stay safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday for episode 65 of season 2 of The King's Den.